a nice thing about the mouse is that, I mean, if you look at the hand, in this hand we have about 30 bones. And if you look at the human hand and the mouse hand, the exact same set of 30 bones. They're just slightly different shapes, so that the hand of the mouse will look a little different and it'll be a lot smaller. But in terms of the detail, each little bone, for example, in this particular finger, we have 3 bones, one here, one here, one here, what I call phalangeal bones, and the mouse will have the exact same phalangeal bones. So whatever we perturb, when if we inactivate a gene, for example, and this little finger disappears, that we know now we're in the program for making little finger, but not only in the mouse, but that same program will also be responsible for making the little finger in the human.